on the bottom of Chaf Tesh Lamed Beis. Zeh HaKlal Vayu B'Mikdash. Anybody who urinated had to wash their hands and feet, and if you went to the bathroom, you had to be tovel. Vishlam Araglai Mishum Nitzotzos. Understand, we had to wash your feet because maybe there were drippings from the urine on your legs. Eliyadai my timer. Why did you have to wash your hands? Abba Zoto Meres Mitzvah L'Shakshet. It's a mitzvah to wipe off with your hands the droplets. Misayeh Leila Rabbi Ami. The Rabbi Ami also lo Adam Shietziv Nitzotzos Shal Gabi Ragov. It's also for a person to go with the urine on his legs. Because it looks like he can't urinate far away, and he has to drip onto his legs, and he's a kru shofcha, and the kru shofcha is a pasul lovel bakal, and therefore his children are psulim, are mamzerim, because he can't give birth. It's not shy for a kru shofcha, so it's obviously not his children, it's somebody else's children. Rashi, mitzvah l'shav shei b'yadav. It's a mitzvah to wipe off with your hands the drops of urine that may fall on your legs. Shelo yetzei bohen chutz, the nirek krus shofcha, she'ein me ragla mekalchim elishosasim. A person like that can't urinate with power, just he drips. The krus shofcha ain't a molin, he can't give birth. So if he has children, they're obviously not his children. The Yom Rabban of Shenim Shalom. People will come to be Mochi Laz on his children. Omer HaPapa. Since we talked about the person who goes to the bathroom has to be Tovel, so now the Gemara will speak about Tsoa. Omer HaPapa. Tsoa Bimkoma Osir Likros Kriyashva. If you have Tsoa in the what's it called, by the rectum, so it's what's it called, you can't read Kriya Shema versus Hekidon. Either Nireis, if it's, you could see it, Pshita, it's like any Tzoa that's on your body, and what's it called, it's also to read Kriya Shema. Either less, little Nireis, if you can't see it, right, in other words, it's hidden, it's still in the hole there. Lo nitna toral machle shoris. It's impossible for a person to clean himself out every time he goes to the bathroom and before he says psukim or reads kriyashma. Lo tricha diyoshe v'nireis omid v'nireis. When you're sitting, it's visible. When you're standing, it's not visible. Maishno mitzoa v'saro. Why is that different than soa on your body that's covered? Teitmar tzoa v'saro. O shahayu yodav v'vesakise. Rav Huna omar mutar likros kriyashma. Rav Huna says, since it's covered, and there's no odor, talking about there's no odor, and it's covered, because it wouldn't be covered even if it's on the ground, you have to be marchik talad amas, surely if it's on your body. Talking about it's on your body, there's no odor, and it's covered. So Rav Huna says you're allowed to read Kriyashma, but Rav Chisda Amar also likros Kriyashma. Right? And Rav Chisda said it's Aser. But even Rav Chisda, Rashi learns, we'll see in one second, even Rav Chisda who says it's Aser, is only Aser because of a special halacha of Kol HaNeshama to Halel Ka. That the kolatz mosai tomar na mikamocha. All my body has to be able to praise Hashem, and therefore even any aver that has what's it called, so on it. But that's only if it's on the aver itself. But if it's something that's covered up inside the person, and only when you sit down is it visible. That wouldn't apply. It wouldn't because it's zohama. Nothing. It's because it's the zohama because it happens to be on an aver. Here it's not an aver, it's inside. So according to Rashi, both Rav Chisda and Rav Huna would be Akasha and Rav Papa. See Rashi. Bimkoma, the neked piatabas, osu zelikros kriyashma. Yodav vesakise, mechitza mafsekes, ubesakise lefnimia mechitza, zechitnis yodav derechor mechitza. He's separated by a mechitza from the besakise, but his hands are in the besakise. The rest of his body is separated. Can you read Kriya Shema or not? Same thing. There's part of his body is exposed to Tzoa, but the rest of the body not, because it's covered and there's no smell. So is it mutter or not? Rav Chisda Omar Aser, Mishum Kolatz Mosai Tomarna. Taima Mishum Kolatz Mosai. Aval mishum zoa masareach lo. The kasha of papa mitarvayu. So Rashi learns kasha from both of them. Others learn it's only a kasha from Rav Huna, who says that it's asr, who says that it's mutter. But according to Rav Chizda, that says it's asr, there's no kasha in the Chanami. It's the same reason. There's a big difference between whether it's because of zoama or it's because of kolatz mosai tomarna. Because zoama, even if it's covered, should be no good. Like we said, where you're sitting and where you're standing and it can't be seen, it's covered. And it's not that there's an aver there that's exposed. Now, there's no aver that's exposed. And the reason that Rav Chizda, the Rav Huna says that it's mutter, because he learns kol ha-neshama talonka, that only the neshima, only the face, where you breathe, has to be not exposed to tzoa. But if any of the Avarim are exposed to it, but it's not, it's covered, so it's not exposed to your face, then it's mutter. Where it says, bimkoma nafish zoama, shalom bimkoma nafish zoama. No, where it's not mamish in the place where the tzoa forms, so it's not extra potent, there it depends whether if it's on an Avar, if it's covered or not covered. And if it has a smell, it doesn't have a smell. But it has to be on an aver that's exposed to that aver. But where it's bimkoma, where it's nafish zoama, it's extra potent, there, even if it's not exposed to an aver, it still ashers the whole body, according to everybody. Rashi, bimkoma nafish zoama, shechamahi. It's still warm. So Yotzla Avir didn't get a chance to go into the air and diffuse the potency of the smell of the tzoa. The lonis bazarecha. The reach didn't diffuse. Okay, Tal Rabbanan. Halach and the Zemachlokas Rishonim, who we paskin like, Rav Huna or Rav Chizda. I think the Rif paskins like Rav Huna. Second. The Rif passes like Rav Huna, and the Rach passes like Rav Chizda. Tana Rabbanan. Halacha besuda, Adam Yotzei Lahashtin. Since we're mentioning halachas of what happens in the Beis Hamikdash when a person is mashtin, or he's Mesech Raglav. So now we're going to speak about certain halachas of these same things nogeya to a suda. Halacha besuda, Adam Yotzei Lahashtin Mayim. Notul yado achas the nichnas. Goes through, he's in a suda, he washed, he ate bread, now he went out in the middle of the suda to be mashed in. When he comes back, he has to wash one hand. Dibir v'chaveiro v'hiflig, notul shtei yado. If he was mesiach das, suppose he went out to talk to somebody, he was mesiach das from the suda, he has to wash both hands. Should note the lo yitol mibachutz, the ikonesh v'nechshat. When he washes, he shouldn't wash outside, he should wash inside where everybody can see he's washing, that people shouldn't be choshen, that he came back to the suda and didn't wash. Ela nichnas v'yoshim bimkomo, the notul shtei yadav. Comes back, sits in his place, and washes in front of everybody. Everybody knows that he rewashed. Umazir hatfiach al ha'orchim. And he, what's it called then, passes the washing cup. That's how Rashi learns that tfiach is the washing cup to all the other guests, see if anybody else has to wash. So he makes a big deal about the fact that he came back and he washed. And then he wants to know if anybody else needs to wash too. Rashi. Halacha besuda, kolomer halacha zu omru behilchas suda. Adam shiyotza mitoch suda lahashtin mayim. Nokel yado achas, oso shishiv shebeni tzotzos. Like it says in all the bathrooms and the restaurants, workers must wash their hands. Right? So you have to wash the hand that you use to wipe off the urine from your leg, right? Wash it off before you go back and eat. The hiflig, if you're mesiach das from the meal, shoha, notul shtei yadav. Given she hiflig, shoha achas, o shtayim, hesiach daito misudasa. Since you're an hour or two, it's lavdafka an hour or two, but it means a considerable amount of time, you're out of the suda. So, v'lo dizel lishmor yodav, ein askadios. And the hands, if you're not thinking about them, touch a lot of things that necessitate netilas yadayim without your realizing it. So, therefore, if you're maisiach das from the suda, you have to wash again both hands. Shouldn't wash outside because people say you didn't wash. Umazra tfiach ala orchiv, horchiv asin la betosefta, the brachas. Tfiach pach shiotzki vena wale yadayim. Tfiach is the washing cup. Machziro al ha orchiv habesubin. You pass it around. Vashabesh machziro alehem. You give it to the Shabbos. You say, okay, here's the washing cup that I just used. Pass it around. See if anybody else needs it. Yesh bochem atzorech lito. The angels ele lahodia should not go there. Sheikh Nisios. Make a big deal that everybody should know that this guy washed. The Rambam has a different girsa here. He says, "Umagzer ponav laorchim," that you turn when you wash, you turn away from the guest, and when you what's it called finish washing, you turn back towards the guest. Amr of Chista, lo amrin ela lishtos. That's only if you want to continue drinking. Avalecho, but if you want to eat, right? No tel mi bachutz v'nichnas. Then you can wash outside and come into the Suda. Why? The may the yodai, da nina gaite. Everybody knows that if you're eating with your hands, nobody is going to not wash his hands if he just touched the urine on his legs. So nobody's going to be choshen that you didn't wash again if you're eating. Omer Rav Nachman, Yitzchak, ano afilu lishtos, no mimi, da nina gaite. By me, even to drink, everybody knows that I'm not going to touch the glass that I'm drinking from if I had the urine on my hands from when I was meshavshet. Nobody's choshed me. They know that I'm a fastidious person. I don't know how fastidious you have to be to wash your hands after that, but in any case, they know that I'm extra careful and nobody's going to be choshed me that I didn't wash my hands even for drinking. Rashi, lo amrin de lo yitul bachutz, ela she'eno tzorech od lechol, ela lishtos hu nichnas, shoyu regilin laharich lishtos, bishtiyah achra mosul. They used to have the minute to sit after the meal and drink. So you have to wash your hands because maybe you'll forget yourself and touch some food and put it in your mouth. So if you're only touching the glass, nishkeferlech. Nobody's going to be chosh if I didn't wash my hands. They know that I'm a very clean person. I don't even not wash my hands if I'm drinking. Okay. Nobody's allowed to walk into the Azorah. La avoda, even a person who's tohar until he's tovel. Chamesh tvilos v'asora kedushin tovel kohen gadol u'mekadish bo b'yom. Now here Tosa says the license mashra only for avoda, right? But it's lav dafka. You can't even walk into the azora of not for an avoda, even for shechita, even stam to nichnas la azora without being tovel. So some say that therefore Tosa says it's also to walk into the Azora, even Shalola Volda, without Tevila. So Tosu says that to come in Shalola Volda is only Asa Midra Bonin. To come in La Volda is an Isidoraisa. You have to be Tova Midra Torah. To come in Shalola Volda is only Midra Bonin. You have to be Tova. Chamesh Tevilos, Vasora Kedushin, Tova, Koi Godel, Makanish Moviyom. The Koi Godel and Yom Kippur had 5 Tevilas and 10 Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim. The Kulan Bekodesh al Beis HaParva, all these tvilos were in the Azora on the roof of the Beis HaParva, Chutz Mizu, except for the first one where he changed from his weekday clothing into the Big Day Kahuna. That one was the regular tvila that you did every day, any Kohen had to do to come into the Azora, right? That one was done outside, not Bekodesh. Peres Susodin Shal Boots Bein Olavein Ha'av, and they would separate to cover him up. When he was told, though, they put a big curtain of linen between him and the people, and he would be told, though. Rashi, lavoda lavdafka. The einod of nichnas lazor at shiitpo. The time of Rosh Gemara. So Rashi says the same thing that we quoted from Tosfos, but Tosfos explains that shalom lavoda is only the rabbanan, the chiyuv of tvila, and lavoda is the raisa. Chomech tvilos yolefim rorim. We're going to learn out where we know the end to do tova 5 times. Al beis haparva, al gad lishkas beis haparva. Chutz mizu arishona, she'eno bo chovel liyom ha-kippurim. The first one has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. A regular Kohen on a regular day would have to be tovel before he comes into the Azorah. So this tvila is not the tzorich Yom Kippur or the tzorich the Kohen Gadol necessarily. Do akol yom anomi isa. Aval tvilos habos chovel liyom ha-kippurim. It says the Tovel B'Mokom Kadosh. Right? So there, the ones that have to do with Yom Kippur have to be in the Azara. The first one, which is not because of Yom Kippur, doesn't have to be in the Azara. Shalosh ben Zoma, Tvila Zulama. Why the first Tvila? What's the purpose? When a person comes into the Azara, he has to be Tovel, even though he's Tar. Not Tame. Why is that to be Tovel? Omer Lahem. Umama HaMeshana, Mikodesh Lakodesh. Umimakam Shanish Koris, Lamakam Shanish Koris. Tone Tvila, HaMeshana, Michol Lakodesh. Umimakam Sha'elanish Koris, Lamakam Shanish Koris. Ain't no din Shaton Tvila. A person who the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, the other tefillas, he's changing from Big Day Kodesh to Big Day Kodesh. He's changing from being in a place in the Azara to going to a place that's Chayiv Koris, if you're Tamei, to a place that you're also Chayiv Koris, the Kodesh HaKadosh. And still he has to be Tovel. He's already in a place that's Kodesh. He's wearing Big Day Kodesh. And he's changing to other Big Day Kodesh. He's going from a Makom Kodesh to another Makom Kodesh, and still there has to be Tovel. Kol Shekein, a person who's wearing Big Day Chol, and he's in a Makom Chol, has to be Tovel before he goes gets on Big Day Kodesh and goes into a Makom Kodesh. And here Tosfos says, L'chora, Kavachomer is not a Kavachomer. Because we're learning this Tvila stam to go into the Azora Shalol Avoda. We're learning it from the Kohen who did Avoda. So that's what Tosfos says. The Kavachomer Shalol Avoda is only with the Rabbana. It's not a real Kavachomer. The Kavachomer is only when you're doing Avoda. Then there's a Kavachomer from the Kohen Gadol who's doing Avoda by Kodesh, going into another Kodesh, to somebody who comes from the Azara from Chol to do Avoda by Kodesh. That's the Raisa. What? Right, but a person is coming from a place outside the Azara into the Azara. But from in the Azara to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, both are Chayiv Koresh. Right? But all these cases are talking where the Kohen is doing it the Shem Avoda. How do we know that you have to be Tovel Afilu Shalom L'Shem Avoda? It also says in Echanami. There is no Kavachomer Shalom L'Shem Avoda. That's only the Rabbanim. The Kavachomer don't fit L'Shem Avoda. If you're going from a Makom Eschayiv Koresh to a Makom Eschayiv Koresh, in Big Day Kodesh to other Big Day Kodesh, and you still have to be Tovel, Kol Shekein B'Makom Chol, in Big Day Chol, you have to be Tovel to come into the Azara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, so that's the reason that what's it called, that Ben Zoma said. Rabbi Yehuda said a different reason. Strach tvilahu zu. This is kadeshi yizkor tuma yishonash miyana v'yifrosh. That the reason that we make him tovel is not because of there's an ikur din, you have to be tovel when you come to the Azor. But we're afraid this coin is tome and he forgot. So if he has to go be tovel, he'll remember, oh wow, I'm taka tome. He'll start thinking about tuma and taro, remember he became tome, and he won't go into the Azor because this tvilo won't help. Because you need Harav Shevish. So because of the Tvila, he'll remember to get out of the Azara and to what's it called, to wait till Harav Shevish and come back tomorrow or the next night or whatever. Rashi. Tvila zu shall kol shachris, lama latar. Why does a person who's tar have to be tovel before he goes into the Azara? Uma ha-mishana mikodesh, koin gadol b'chomish avodos v'yom ha-kipurim. Ha-mishtanas michutz lefnim u'b'pnim lechutz, sheshnei b'komos kodesh, V'yashneim odish kores hanichnas betuma tov tvila bein avoda lavoda kiriyol v'pirkin v'zeh habo mibeisol azara shumichol ala kodesh surely needs a tvila. So the tvila is be'etzim, nothing to do with what you remember or whatever. Srach tvila huizu ein kan chova min haTorah. There's no chova, not min haTorah, and the mele not even min rabban if you're not doing avoda. Ela srach. Srach means to remind you of something you forgot. The litvos b'shem tvila, that you should be osek in tvila and be thinking about tum and tahara. K'dei lalos aleid she'ain tvila el tveim. Guy goes to be tovel, he's going to think, I'm going to be tovel. Tvila is usually for people who are tame. And then it'll hit him that he was tame and he forgot. The law says libo yesh tuma Allah v'yizkar tuma yeshana she'yesh Allah v'shakha. He'll remember an old tumah he had that he wasn't retire himself from, and he forgot about it. And now he's still tame. The yifrosh milovel azara hayom, and he'll stop from going into the azara because of this tefillah. Ad shi'arv shim, so until the sun sets after the tefillah, achra tefillah, v'lo yavadil, you won't be over that day. According to this, the tefillah has to be bachol. According to the first reason, the tefillah could be bakodesh. Right? Well, not really, because you have to do it before you come into the Azara. So either way, you have to do it before you come to the Azara. But this one for sure has to be, because we're trying to remember something that you're talking about, you're not allowed to come into the Azara. So for sure it has to be outside, but the second one also must have to be outside too. Okay, continue to this. But if he comes into the Azara Tomei, it depends what kind of tumor. But yeah, passion is not chaimishus, chaim koros.